Terry was shown into Casey Van Meter's office a little after 4.
Sit down, Terry. I'm glad you dropped by. I'm getting glowing reports about Ashley.
Thank you. She's having a great time. Living in the dorm with the other girls and working with the children has been a wonder cure.
I'm glad to hear that. So, what brings you here?
I wanted to talk to you about one of your teachers, but I don't want the teacher to know I've been investigating.
Investigating? That sounds serious.
It is, but before I tell you anything more, I want to make sure that you'll treat the inquiry confidentially.
I'm not certain I can do that without knowing why you're asking. The welfare of our students is paramount.
Terry wasn't sure how to proceed. She had promised Detective Birch that she would keep his confidences, but she needed to know more about Joshua Maxfield, and Dean Van Meter might have some of the information she needed.
I'm in a funny position, Terry explained. I have suspicions about one of your faculty, but I don't want to tell you why right now, because I don't want to get this person in trouble if I'm wrong.
Whom are we talking about?
Joshua Maxfield. I'd like to know if there's anything in his background that's suspicious.
The dean sighed. She even looked a bit relieved.
You'd find out anyway with a little digging, and I don't want you to think that the Academy's hiding anything. Joshua did not leave his teaching position at Eton College voluntarily. He was forced to resign.
What happened?
His first novel did very well, but his second book was a failure both critically and financially. Then Joshua developed a terrible case of writer's block. He'd been given an advance for another novel, but he couldn't write it. A conglomerate bought his original publisher. The new owners demanded that Joshua meet his deadline or return his advance. Unfortunately, he'd spent the money.